This is Dakota Daybook for February 3rd. North Dakota is no stranger to severe weather, and winter often provides plenty of opportunities. In early February of 1922, one of the heaviest snowfalls of the season moved south from Winnipeg, affecting North Dakota and other states. Across the state, students were sent home early due to the snowy and windy conditions. In Mandan, the superintendent arranged for local taxicabs to assist in getting children home. Some mail routes were canceled during the storm. Water pipes froze around New England in Henninger County. And in Ellendale, the city snowplow and many extra men were at work clearing the streets. The railroads did their best to continue operating. In Jamestown, where several inches of snow had already fallen, the Northern Pacific Railroad prepared to deploy its Big Russell snowplow. Although this wasn't the first snow of the season, the snow fences along the railroad tracks had kept them clear, at least until now. More than one company sent out plows to clear tracks across the state. As the storm intensified, the Northern Pacific passenger and freight trains traveling west on the Turtle Lake line were stalled near Goodrich. The engines had to be killed because there was no way to keep them supplied with water. Train crews walked through the storm to Goodrich to notify headquarters. Passengers had to spend the night in the coaches. The North Sioux train got stuck in snowdrifts near Russo in McLean County. However, passengers had a rather pleasant experience. They were taken to town while the tracks were cleared and food was provided for them. Meals were served on board, and some women passengers made sure hot coffee was available for everyone. They didn't reach Bismarck until 2 days after the storm began. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Sarah Walker. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.